Imagine waking up to find your body shaking uncontrollably, electricity coursing through your spine, your mind flooded with brilliant light, and overwhelming emotions surging without warning. This isn't a nightmare. It's Kundalini awakening, a profound spiritual transformation increasingly common in the West. Kundalini, often depicted as a coiled serpent at the base of the spine, represents an evolutionary force that carries consciousness beyond ordinary boundaries. This dormant energy, when awakened, moves through body and psyche with apparent intentionality, potentially transforming a person at the cellular level. According to ancient Indian scriptures, it connects individuals with Sat Chit Ananda, existence, cosmic intelligence, and ecstatic bliss. Evidence of this transformative energy exists across numerous cultures: Assyrian, Egyptian, Celtic, Greek, Taoist, Tibetan, Judaic, and indigenous traditions. The serpent symbolism appears consistently: the caduceus of Hermes, the uraeus of Egyptian pharaohs, and the Norse world serpent all point to this universal concept. Christian mystics like Hildegard of Bingen and Teresa of Avila described experiences remarkably similar to Kundalini phenomena, showing this is not limited to Eastern traditions. Those experiencing Kundalini often see internal images representing energy movement in their bodies, maps showing upward movement through the spine, awakening chakras, colored lights, and sometimes energy extending beyond the physical body into astral dimensions. According to Vedic scriptures, Kundalini represents the fundamental power of creation, a universal cosmic energy manifesting from all pervasive Brahman. When Kundalini awakens, it triggers profound physiological, emotional, and spiritual experiences. Common physical manifestations include kriyas, involuntary movements like shaking, vibrations, and sensations of electricity coursing through the body. People often experience extreme temperature fluctuations, from intense internal heat to cold extremities. The body may spontaneously perform unknown yoga postures or hand movements, while the mind may produce geometric images, chants, or Sanskrit words without prior exposure. Medical professionals are often puzzled by accompanying physiological symptoms, apparent heart issues, gastrointestinal problems, nervous system disruptions, and unexplainable spinal and head pains. Though Kundalini often initiates in the subtle body, its effects manifest physically. Research suggests this may occur through increased pranic energy affecting the brain, chemical changes from spiritual practices, or consciousness states triggering physiological responses. Itzhak Bentov, through personal experience and research on meditators, found that mechanical vibrations could trigger meditation-like brainwave responses. His physio-kundalini syndrome research showed that symptoms intensify when encountering areas of bodily stress. Brain chemistry plays a vital role in these experiences. Meditation-produced endorphins create euphoria and detachment, while concentrated acetylcholine can trigger spontaneous orgasms, common in kundalini awakenings. While similar to drug-induced states, kundalini bliss is more complex, with scriptures describing 27 distinct varieties. This life force creates three bodies: the causal, bliss and consciousness; the subtle, mind, ego, energy, emotions, senses; and the gross, physical. When awakened, the dormant energy at the spine's base rises through six chakras before reaching the crown, enabling enlightenment. The chakra system consists of energy centers connecting these three bodies. These seven major centers govern specific physical and psychological functions: Muladhara, security; Svadhisthana, creativity; Manipura, personal power; Anahata, love; Vishuddha, expression; Ajna, intuition; and Sahasrara, spiritual consciousness. Physical symptoms during awakening often correspond to chakra locations. From ancient India to modern West, Kundalini experiences show remarkable consistency across cultures. Caitanya, 1486, experienced dramatic awakening that disrupted his teaching, marked by intense emotional states and physical manifestations. Anandamayima, 1896, experienced trances from ages 17 to 25, with witnesses reporting divine visions emanating from her rigid body during chanting. Gopi Krishna's documented awakening included a stream of liquid light entering through his spine, followed by severe physical and psychological disturbances, including mental confusion, appetite loss, and extreme mood swings. Western cases mirror these experiences. Physician Brug Joy felt powerful vibrations that shook his bed, culminating in diesel truck vibrations and blinding light. Sarah experienced an explosive energy surge like a tremendous whole-body orgasm during visualization, leaving her intensely energized for days. Beth's awakening at 21 began with sudden paralysis and electrical sensations, followed by 6 weeks of daily energy episodes. Successfully navigating Kundalini awakening requires learning to sustain and channel high energy levels while developing acceptance of the experience. The most distressing aspect is the anxiety-provoked fears of insanity or serious disease. Understanding that these experiences have been documented for thousands of years provides crucial relief. Grounding practices are essential for maintaining connection with physical reality. Holding or stomping the feet, walking in nature, hugging trees, gardening, working with clay, athletic activities, or simply sharing tea with someone. Building a strong physical and psychological container allows spiritual insights to be expressed in daily life, preventing disorientation. Managing Kundalini energy requires yoga practice, self-discipline, moderate eating, avoiding stimulants and meat, limiting negative relationships, reducing excessive stimulation, and maintaining mental tranquility. Understanding breath's relationship to Kundalini is crucial. Left nostril breathing cools the body and calms emotions, while right nostril breathing heats the body and raises emotions. Dietary challenges often accompany awakening, with recommendations for alkaline-forming foods, vegetables and fruits, and limited acid-forming foods, proteins. When spiritual awakening occurs, immense emotional turmoil may overwhelm as world perspective shifts dramatically. Old values, beliefs, and attachments begin slipping away, sometimes feeling irrelevant or empty. Paradoxically, waves of bliss and unitive awareness may alternate with existential darkness, creating a massive struggle for integration. Many meditators are surprised when experiences of bliss and peace give way to moodiness, doubts, anxiety, and depression. As spiritual commitment deepens, ordinary consciousness may split away as connection forms with the inner self, making previous activities unsatisfying. Alienation from friends who don't understand the process may occur, creating isolation while navigating between former identity and emerging spiritual self. Love becomes challenging during awakening, often manifesting as irrational projections onto teachers or others. Heart openings produce intense loving energy that mystics learn to channel toward God, nature, or service to humanity. Visions and images commonly accompany awakening and shouldn't be mistaken for psychosis. These images represent forces the psyche must encounter and integrate, with Jung interpreting many as archetypes linking to the collective unconscious. Kundalini awakening confronts our fundamental view of reality with earthquake-like intensity. Those unprepared may seek to cool it down through emotional work, balanced eating, secular goals, and avoiding meditation. While temporary openings might abate, genuine Kundalini awakenings are difficult to suppress. Many mystics suggest the increasing reports of Kundalini awakening indicate a universal planetary movement occurring as we approach global upheaval. From political transformations to environmental threats, these shifts mirror the Kundalini process. Individuals experiencing spiritual awakening may be prototypes for planetary consciousness evolution, purifying destructive unconscious patterns, recognizing our shared humanity, reconnecting with spiritual source experiences, and embracing sustainable living. As we face unprecedented global challenges, the integration of this ancient wisdom with modern understanding may offer crucial insights for navigating our collective future. The experiences of those undergoing Kundalini Awakening provide a living laboratory for understanding human potential beyond our current limitations, pointing toward possibilities of consciousness that might help address the profound challenges of our time.